the contrast are so stark. But, you know, they're not just stark, but they're expected. And before people think, well, you know, Earl, why are you opposed to the Ukrainians? I just want people to know that in the coming days, I'm going to have people from Ukraine on the air, national guests, national hosts, national people who are going to be appearing on my show to talk about, you know, some of the things and the tragedies that are going on in Ukraine. So that you can be assured of. I wanted to talk about this article because it's telling. And it's not surprising to me and not surprising to many others. It's by Mr. Richard Sudan. And it was in today's Raw Story. Why is the United States accepting Ukrainian refugees but not Haitians? Now, let me just read a little bit of this. Joe Biden pledged the United States will receive over 100,000 Ukrainian refugees alongside promises from European nations to accommodate thousands more fleeing the Russia invasion. The move has been announced just weeks after an agreement was made at European Commission and among EU states to implement an emergency directive providing Ukrainians legal residential status, access to education facilities, and the labor market in this country. The swift and collective stance of solidarity by the U.S. and European countries has been praised. Europe, once unsure about what to do with the 1.5 million refugees from the Middle East and Africa since 2015, resulting in Brexit and the ascension of far-right politics, seems to have found a united voice over the fate of Ukrainian refugees. Reasons why can be found in extraordinary coverage of the crisis. War happening in Europe, despite Europe's long history of war, is apparently something unthinkable, as conflict is usually something taking place in third world countries, not civilized countries like Ukraine. These are Europeans with blonde hair and blue eyes, after all, making it much easier for certain news reporters to relate to them. Glaring for anybody not living under a rock for the last 7 years is a contrast between media of 2022 and 2015. Now, listen, you know, people, facts are facts. Truth is truth. You know, what is happening in Ukraine, I've said, is not right. It's certainly a humanitarian crisis. But you can point out humanitarian crises all over this nation. Who can forget the scenes of Del Rio last year, of the migrant camp in Texas, which saw 15,000 Haitians enter in just over 24 hours, with the total number doubling within days. It was a humanitarian crisis in the midst of a global health crisis. But as in this case with Europe, rather than the Haitians being viewed as human, they were treated as a political crisis. They were quickly removed in Biden's quest to appease those on the right, accusing him of being too soft on migration, exploiting the use of Title 42, something that's supposed to end at the beginning of April. Biden is said to be planning to rescind the order soon. Now, Joe Biden, a Democrat, who, you know, now I'm not a Democrat, so people will say, you know, Earl, you know, you always beat up on Republicans. You always beat up on conservatives. If Democrats aren't fair and right and just, they're not going to be spared facts and the truth. And in this instance, that's absolutely what happened. President Biden knuckled under to the pressure. I remember that well. Nobody was crying crocodile tears for the Haitian people. They wanted them returned. And that's exactly what happened. They returned them all immediately. No chance to have a dialogue, no chance to have conversation about why they were there, never mind what the danger was for the Haitians. That's nothing new. That's been the case in this nation as long as I can remember. As long as I'm old enough to even understand and see it, the Haitians have been given the backhand and the back end of the stick when it comes to this nation. Never mind what the issues were that they were faced with. You know, I remember when a hurricane hit Haiti. I forgot how long ago, I don't know, 30 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, and devastated that island. And tens of thousands of people were dying and were trying to get refuge and seek refuge in this country that says, give us your tired, your hungry, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free on the Statue of Liberty. What that was, what it was supposedly put there for. And yet those people were turned away. But right now, the door is wide open. Opportunities for employment. The red carpet is being rolled out in America right now for Haitians. I mean, excuse me, for Ukrainians. And I, you know, I understand why. The world understands why. You know, people have a right to ask why, even though we already know what the answer is. You know, we've got to do a better job of being fair across the board in this country. It's why people challenge our nation to not be so open where we see clearly what you're doing and ignore the fact that people see it and then challenge you on it. And then somehow it's like, you know, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Or we see it. They've opened the border. Ukrainians are welcome. Anybody else is not quite welcome. And we're going to do everything within our power. You hear people constantly on the right say, on the right side of things say, that our nation can't afford to bring those people in, you know, on the border. We can't afford to do that. They're going to come in here and they're going to wind up taking resources, welfare, and all those things. What do you think is going to happen when the Ukrainians come in? Same thing. Only they're going to be offered jobs. They're going to be able to move into schools. I mean, they're going to be offered schools. They're going to be taken care of. Does anybody not see there's something wrong with that? That we are not fair and equal across the board in this? You know, it's just not right. I've always said, if I'm wrong in what I'm saying, 844-967-2789 is the number. None of you, Democrat or Republican, can defeat me in what I'm saying, because I'm standing on truth. And so if I'm standing on truth, you know, there should be some other people standing with me. And why aren't you standing with me? Because, well, you know, those people are, what they're doing to them is not right. Well, I don't know how much you are aware of what's going on all over the world. But if you talk about how many wars there are going on and conflicts going on all over the world right now where people are being, you know, slaughtered, I can tell you there are many places where the numbers are a lot bigger than Ukraine. And, you know, later on in the show, we're gonna talk about some places and some numbers that will astound you. But no crocodile tears and no open border for these people. Why? Well, I know why, you know. So I don't know. It always frustrates me when there's an opportunity for people to be truthful in this country. And yet, you know, they don't take advantage of that opportunity when it's presented. And if you don't do that, then what does it really say about our country? I know what it says, you know, on both sides, Democrat and Republican, because in this instance, these are the kind of things that they are both bipartisan on. Well, can't be bipartisan when it comes to making sure that the poor get food and a roof over their heads in the country. No bipartisanship on that. No. We definitely disagree. We are not going to have a infrastructure. Oh, well, they agreed on the infrastructure bill. But we are not going to agree on the Build Back Better bill. Never mind that it helps poor people, both black and white. Well, no, we can't afford that. You know, people are going to, why do they want to stand in there? They got their hands out, and we can't do that, Republicans. But now, well, okay, we can somehow now find the money. Not for our own citizens, mind you. Not our own citizens, but people who come from outside of the country. Somebody explain to me how that's right. Where's the righteousness in that? Again, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't do something to help those people. I'm saying when you choose not to even help the people who live in your country, who are suffering. Come on now. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. And, you know, I'm not trying to make people feel bad. I don't, you know, it's nothing that I get benefit from trying to make people feel bad. I'm just trying to make people see the folly of what happens in our country. And we've got to be willing to change those things and the dynamic of those things because they're not right. They're not right. And you know they're not right. It's not just Earl that knows they're not right. You, as a human being who knows the difference between right and wrong, know what I'm saying is right. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.